listeners. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Living Room Conversations with your girl, Nadia. Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Living Room Conversations with your girl, Nadia. Thank you for tuning in again, and please subscribe if you like what you hear. Leave me a comment. Also, if you're listening through the Anchor app, you can leave me a voice message. The podcast can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts. And also, if you have something you're dealing with, you're going through, you can send me an email and I'll read it on the podcast and discuss it at NadiaLivingRoomConversations@gmail.com. So, today on the sofa with me, I have my girl Makeda. Say, Makeda.
Hello, hello, hello.
Makeda is joining me today, and let me just say y'all something. First of all, I know y'all can't see, my girl looks good. Makeda looks the bomb. So, you're doing keto, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about keto, because I'm not up on my keto.
I've been doing it on and off since about February. But the problem is I've been traveling a lot.
I've been seeing you on the IG.
So when I travel, I take break time. So it hasn't been consistent. But I think overall for a while, I was at the point that I had lost like 32 pounds.
Damn.
Close to 35, yeah. Within the last month, celebrating the birthday.
Oh, yeah, she's a Libra. Another Libra in the house. Because last week I had Shannon and Carla. And they Libras, too.
Both of them?
They both Libras. God. Yep.
Gang, gang.
Exactly.
But I think within the last couple of weeks, I may have gained like 8 or 9 pounds. So
you were having fun. You was enjoying your birthday.
I was, but I was drinking too much and partying too much. And
we were talking
eating
about
bread.
Well, that's what they were saying. Because today, one of the guys who I work with, he's doing keto. And I just found out this morning that he's doing that. And they say basically, you're not supposed to have the carbs or whatnot, right?
Right.
But once you take it, like, it just starts, you erases everything that you've done. Like, it really...
I wouldn't say that, but see, when you're on it and you're in it good, it takes away all your cravings. So when you do cheat and kind of backslide, all of that comes back.
Damn, it comes back instantly.
Yeah, and it comes back hard. Like, right now I'm having such a hard problem not eating the wrong stuff.
But how long did you go without breaking? Like at points, I know you say you've been like back and forth. How long do you go?
The longest period I went may have been like 2.5 months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Girl. I'm not gonna lie. When I really focus, I can do it. But I ain't mentally there.
I don't really meal prep, but as long as I bring something to work that I can have while I'm there, I'm good.
Yeah. That's what I bring my lunch every day, because when we work, there's nowhere to really get lunch. Mm-hmm. And we have a food truck that's there on site, but they make stuff like Spam sandwiches and bologna. I swear, I promise you, they make...
And people be out
people there? Buy it. People buy it. I said, wait, what the heck? It, one time he had like a hot dog casserole. I'm like, he just making shit up the night before?
Whatever's left in his fridge or pantry, that's what he's feeding people.
They come there, and like, we had a food truck there before, but those people had the proper containers, and you know, like if you have tomatoes, things that need to stay cold, and you have your little compartment and it stays in a little chill spot. These people have it in Tupperware, stacked on top of a table. I said, this is not... Something about this is not right. Somebody gonna get sick and y'all gonna get sued. But it's like, and they run out of the food super early. You gotta...
Out of Spam sandwiches?
Yeah. It's like, it's accounted for. It's a carnival, and you can't alter what you want, because one of the guys was like, I want a double hamburger. And it was like, well, we don't do double meat. He was like, just charge me extra. Well, we already accounted for that meat. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Cooking and then just bringing it? I don't know. I will say they salads are good. I did have a salad. I didn't have my lunch one day, and I had to get their salad. So I did that, and I mean, it was okay. But other than that, I bring my own lunch because I don't like shit like Spam sandwiches.
Mm. In New Orleans, I'm surprised.
Yeah,
I don't know if anywhere that sells.
I think it's somebody who knows, like they know somebody, and they just got, you know, they got in. I think that's what happened. So, okay, on this week's Sit Down, Let's Talk About It, we're going to talk about accusing somebody of taking your stuff and being dead ass wrong. So, we're going to start with me. My son, now I heard him. He have, you know how popular phone chargers are. So, he misplaced his charger, but he accused me and his brother because we were the only ones home. So, it had to be us. We were the only ones home, so we had to take his charger. I said, I did not take your charger because I have my own. And what I do is I color code my stuff.
Mm-hmm. I color code my stuff. Mine is hot pink. I'm the only girl, so.
There you go. So if I don't buy, like, it's like my suitcase. It's pink and brown. Mm-hmm. Like, so nobody can say I'm taking their stuff. I don't want you borrowing my stuff. So I make it fit just for me. So anyway, I tell him I don't have it. Well, my nephew was here. He slept over. Malcolm, I come downstairs because I was asleep, but I kind of woke up in the middle of the night and they were downstairs fixing something to eat. I hear him in the kitchen telling him, yeah, because I know my mama, I know my mama, Erin, took my stuff. I said, what your mama did? And the boy, he froze up. I was like, I don't have to take no charger from you.
I probably bought it for you.
Exactly. And if I lose mine, I can go and get it again. But I must say, he honestly got it from me. Because I swear people take stuff from me at work all the time. I know I'm not the only one. You ever accused somebody and been wrong?
I have. But when I know I'm wrong, I'll come back and say it. My kids do borrow all the time. Mm-hmm. And to say I'm in a house with two boys, mm-hmm. they borrow hair products like nobody I've ever seen.
They gotta keep it moisturized.
Girl, it's like, where's my whole tub of shea butter? It's in their bathroom. So I am seriously at this point considering like putting a whole deadbolt on my room.
Oh, your hair care products?
Yes, because it's like crazy. Every time I go to look for something, but I do accuse them often.
Girl.
And chargers are a big thing.
Chargers are a big thing. And especially, I don't know, you got Apple?
Earbuds.
Yeah.
Those earbuds.
And everything comes in white. So yes. I color code. I take like a Sharpie and I just mark my little stuff up. Maybe I need to get it engraved or something. But I mark it up so that if they do take it behind my back,
mm-hmm.
I know.
They steal food in the house too, though. I put my name on containers.
It don't matter.
That don't matter at all. The M on it means me, apparently. Because whoever want it will eat it.
Oh, but, mine.
Yeah. I have said, somebody ate my food and get hard down mad about it because I come in, I'm in a mood for whatever it is.
Especially if it was good leftovers. In the fridge.
Yeah. So.
Well, I was reminded that I did the same thing. You know how we forget we do stuff? So I was driving to work one morning and it was dark. When I go to work, it's super early in the morning. So I'm going to work and I'm driving down the road with nothing but woods on both sides of the road. So anything, animals always running, little like rodents. Something darted in front of my car. It darted so fast, I didn't see what it was, but the way that the car hit it and rocked and everything, I'm guessing it had to be like an armadillo. Mm-hmm. It was hard. It wasn't anything that I could have hit and, you know, knocked down a street or something. So I could hear it hitting my car. Now it's before day, so I can't see. I'm like, man, I'm not even stopping. I'm going straight to work because nobody is on this road. So I get to work, get in the building, and I'm like, I can't even look at it. Look at the damage right now because it's still dark outside and they have coyotes and stuff running around. Yes, yes, yes. Because it's a plant. Mm-hmm. So it's way back in the middle of like wooded nowhere. Area. Yeah. Yeah. So I go inside. So anyway, this the day go on. I really forgot about it. I was like, oh, let me go check on my car. So I go outside and I look at my car. Now I'm looking through a hole that wasn't there before. Oh. Like what a light was, like what a fog light was. So I'm looking through it, but I'm not realizing that I'm looking through it. So it didn't make sense. So I was like, oh, okay. I don't have any bad damage. Not realizing that my light is gone.
It's gone.
Yeah. So I'm the bumper came. It was hanging a little bit. So I just, you know, hit it and it went right back in. Anyway, a coworker got me. And it was like, hey, you know, did something happen to your car? You know how you see people call all the time and you know who it belongs to. You know what it looked like. And I was like, yeah, I hit something this morning. So I go back outside and I look again and I was like, my light is gone. But still not even thinking I hit something and that knocked my light out. So the guy who makes our deliveries was sitting right there and he just looked suspect. I said, I thought he took my light. I said, now who in the hell would steal a light? It was a driver's side. A driver's side fog light. And I'm thinking, well, damn, his wife must have the same.
Oh, my goodness. Car.
And look, so he told me, he said.
You reached for that one, though.
I did reach. He said he was sending his, because he back in so he can make the deliveries. So he said, what's wrong? I said, my light is gone. And he said, well, they say they have cameras around here. See if they can pull it up. That pissed me off even more. So I said, so you gonna steal my stuff?
Oh,
I didn't tell it to him, but I was thinking that. I was like, so he gonna steal my stuff and not try to help me look for it? I really thought that meant. So another coworker came out and saw me like looking at the car. He said, well, what's wrong? I said, well, somebody stole my.
Already telling somebody that you
that I hit
something,
I swear it did not make sense. It did not make sense. So I really thought this man took it. So I'm walking up to his truck. I got the other coworker. He was looking in the back of the truck. He was looking in the truck bed, and I'm trying to look over him over the driver's seat and to the. I'm like, cause I don't understand why Michael would take my. Take my light. So anyway, so I come back inside, call my man. Well, no, I didn't call him. I sent him a text. I was like, I am so fucking pissed. Why? Who was still a light? Who was still somebody light? And he was kind of, you know, he paused before he texted me back. He was like, why would somebody take your light though? And I was like, I don't know. That's what I want to know. So anyway, I swear, right after I sent that text message, it hit me. Because I hadn't called caller too, and I told her the same thing. I asked the guy who sat right there. I said, hey, whose office was right there. I said, hey, you saw anybody walking around this car? I hadn't lost it. I hadn't lost my damn mind. Only to remember that this must have happened when this thing, whatever it was, hit my car. This man ain't take nothing from me. And the other coworker, he were came you? Back and act. These people, no, I wasn't. I swear, I thought that man was gonna tell medical to test me for drugs. I was like, if I get a phone call saying I need to be random drug tested, it ain't so random. But I was tripping. Only to when I left work, I went right back to that spot. No, I went. It hit me before I even, you know, after I had to accuse this man. Yeah, I knew then because I called Carla first. And I said, you're not going to believe this. I messed up.
The light was on the ground?
The light was on the ground, broken up. The light was on the ground, broken up. And when my man called me back, I didn't answer because I didn't want to tell him I was wrong. And he kept calling. He kept calling because he knew. Like, he said, I ain't going to say nothing because you was hot. I was hot. And I was wrong. So he reminded me that this whole charger thing, I done did this before. I done did it with a ruler, too. I ain't going to go there.
A ruler?
I have a favorite ruler.
Now, I must say, see, when I'm cycling, I'm all the way crazy. When I say all the way, there is no limit to my crazy. So what I try and do, I just stay away from people and not talk to people, leave my earbuds in.
Right.
I'm in my own zone because then I can't act crazy. On the crazy. Yeah, I just keep it.
Well, at least you know.
Yeah, oh, I am.
At least you know. And you know how to remove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I've really done that. I have a lot of moments like that. I'm trying to change, but hey, I mean, that's the way it is. Sometimes shit just happens like that. Okay, so we're going to get into the bread and butter. So today's topic is open marriages and hall pass. Is that kind of the same thing?
Somewhat. Like, it's under the same umbrella, I guess.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, a lot of shit just changing. People are doing different things now than what was done in the past. And that seems to be one of those things. Like, oh yeah, we have this.
I don't believe it's anything different than what was done in the past.
You just think it's more.
I think it's more open now.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, because think about it. You have whole situations where older generations, there were whole families on the side. So there is no way these women didn't know that, okay, he's going to be with her or, you know, that type of thing.
But I think maybe, I think they knew, but it was a different type of woman back then. These women had to, even if they didn't agree to it, because the man was the breadwinner, you stayed home with the kids. They didn't really bring in the income. Nowadays, women are bringing in just as much. Mm-hmm. And so, but they're still doing it. So, I don't, it's a no for me. Like Simon on American Idol. It's a no.
Automatically? Really?
I really, yeah, because I can't, I mean, you gonna cheat on me, just cheat. Don't let me find out. I can't say that I'm gonna agree to you.
See, and I'm the opposite. I really think, yeah, I think like honesty, giving me the truth is the best thing you could do for me. Like,
no.
And let me know that. It gives me an option. When you don't give me that option, oh yeah, all hell could break loose.
Well, what you mean give you that option? What you mean? If they tell you, if he tells you.
If they
you,
say, I met somebody that I'm interested in being with, at least you are giving me the option to get out of it. Now, don't get me wrong. In this current situation, there is no open relationship. Right. And right. No.
So if you
unless both of us gonna have somebody. I don't know.
But I mean, like, if you in love with somebody, like, this is my man, this us, mm-hmm. This, you know, this my rock right here, this us. You would be okay with that if they told you, look, I've been going to the gym, and I ain't gonna lie, Lorraine over there got my attention. Now, I don't wanna cheat on you, so basically I'm asking for permission.
For me, that's a hard one because I don't think I believe in the conservative relationship anymore.
What you mean?
Because I think people are human and, like, I don't believe that since you are with me now, you are not supposed to look at anybody. You're not supposed to find this person attractive. You are not supposed to call anyone.
I'm not saying that.
I mean, you know, the world does not stop and begin with me.
Right. No, I'm not saying that. I mean, yeah, we are human beings. So you're going to see attractive women just like I'm going to see attractive men. And nothing is wrong with that. I don't want you to say, oh, no, ain't nobody. I don't see nobody but you. That's a lie. But my thing is the acting on it part. That's my issue with it. Because, so do you feel like anybody, do you feel like people, not I'm not going to say people in general, do you believe that everybody, let me see how I want to word this. Talking about monogamy, do you think it's hard to be monogamous?
Now, I do not. I think when you are with the right person, it is very easy to be
monogamous. But that's what I'm saying. So, I feel the same
way. But everybody's not with the right person.
Right.
It took a long time for me to be with the right person. So, I think up until that point, the other stuff is going to happen.
But that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying you with the right person.
Oh, okay.
You are with, that's what I'm saying. You with the person who you believe is your soulmate. This is my everything, you know. And he tells you, you know what, babe? I like our relationship. You know, we can talk about anything. And present this to you. That's hard, but I guess like if that's what you do from the beginning, if that's what you're in the beginning, right. And then you get, you know, you do that.
I think it'll be hard to step in later down the line, but then also later down the line, you're trying to keep the fire, you know, and sometimes things get a little more crazier with your relationship as you keep adding new experiences in.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't know. I do believe that some people can be monogamous.
I think you could do a hall pass, though. It sounds crazy.
So, okay, wait.
I think a hall pass makes more sense to me than a whole relationship with someone. Mm-hmm. You know, I could be like, okay, you get this weekend, you better wild out. Like The Purge or something. Go ahead and do it up. Come back. Get clean back slate. On your diet. Yes.
Yeah, clean slate. Okay. Let me tell you. I don't care for neither one of them, but I'm trying to be realistic. Mm-hmm. I am being realistic. No, I don't ever want to find out about that shit. I don't want to know about it. I don't. If you're going to do, like, be good at it. Be good at it. Because I can't. I don't want to know. Like Mario. That's Mario one. I don't want to. Yeah. Like for real. People be saying they want to. I don't know. But think about it. I guess more because of an open relationship. You never know when it's happening. When the act is happening. Versus with a hall pass. I know this weekend you're going to do that.
But I don't think it takes away from you or what. It sounds crazy. I know.
Make me understand. Because I'm struggling.
In some ways, I think I am so here that it just shows you that I'm here. I do.
So do you, look, let me ask. So do you just offer, and we're not saying this is going on in our relationships. This is just an open conversation, people. So,
but yes, because my guy made it clear,
and that's my
there
boy.
Will be no, there will be no hall pass. Exactly. There will be no open relationship. I can dance with somebody. I could go out with an old friend, but that's where it ends.
Wait,
he does not play.
He gonna let you go out?
Yeah, I go out for drinks at the shoe pool with, you know, people.
Ooh.
Long ago.
That are friends.
Yeah, somebody I wouldn't even consider being with now. So.
Yeah. I guess, but open, what I say? Open marriage?
Yeah.
Open marriage. Yeah, that's kind of deep.
But you know, I almost feel like I was in that.
But did you like it?
It was the end of us. Okay.
Oh, and it was.
Yeah, we both knew that. So I spent like 4 years like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but he knew and where I was. He knew where I was and who I was with.
Mm-hmm.
It was times he didn't come in, and I assumed where he was, and we just left it like that because marriages kind of become businesses, mm-hmm. and we were more focused on the business and raising our kids that we right. weren't even.
No, I definitely get that because I've been there
with the person that I'm really into and. I'm not going to say I completely suggested it, but I brought up the topic before.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, nope, ain't no hall pass.
That's right.
We
that's
ain't
right.
bringing
that's
anything in here that we don't want to continue.
Right.
Because I don't want that to happen with you, and I'm not going to let it happen with me.
No.
But I think if people are gonna do that, it's best that you are open and talk about it, get it on the table.
I agree.
I mean, because then people know how to protect themselves better. And I'm not just talking physically, their
right.
heart, everything,
right.
so they can know
how to move.
How deep.
Because,
yeah.
See, I think part of it is one person is more for it than the other. You agreeing to it just because this is that person who you're with. They want to do that so you don't want to seem like, oh, you know, stand up. You know, mm-hmm. you don't want to be that person, so you agree to it.
Experience.
But I think that if that's really not you, don't do it. Because that's hard. Like, that whole hall pass thing, that's like, I know. Okay, oh, you going to Barbados? And I'm telling you, no. Uh-uh. No. No. I'll see you there. I'll see you there. With my pink and brown suit. No. I can't see myself saying, sure, go ahead and do what you do. Do you want, would you want to hear details and stuff?
No. I don't think I would want to know a name. Because I will go
Googling?
Completely crazy
you
researching,
go,
okay? I will pay for a background check and everything. I don't want to know all of that because it's going to go way too far. But I don't even want to know everything you did. I don't want to be anywhere around it.
Right.
Like you
so
do
like
it and
it
don't bring
happen.
It back in
right.
this space.
And we're not going to talk about it. We're not none of that. You don't want... So... Mm-hmm. Because, okay, so you say don't bring it back. But then
I don't
again,
know, though,
I,
but I, at the same time,
you
I'm competitive. I'm competitive because I want to, this shit don't just matter to me. Like,
see, I don't know because with, yeah, that's good. That, for me, it's a no.
I have asked before, though, only because... We have been in spaces where, you know, the swing lifestyle is very real.
Right.
And we have been hit on by so many people. Swingers. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it always makes me say,
well,
what
damn.
Is it about us
we'll
that stands
up?
Out? Yeah. That makes people think we are into this. Is this something you're into?
Yeah.
You know, are they just... reading our vibe and we're putting off something like that? I don't know.
But you remember that book we read? I forgot, y'all. McKenna was our book club president. Yes, phenomenal women. But remember that book we read? It was about swingers and the neighbors swapped.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, the husband went crazy. And that's what I'm saying. Like, don't start doing little crazy stuff. Just agreeing because you want to make your
and you don't
partner,
really
you,
feel that way,
right? But like with the whole open thing, that's not even on the swinger side. That's just you off doing what you do. Now it would have to be a two-way street. Now you off doing what you do, I'm off doing what I do, and then we don't talk about it. That's what I think of when I think of like an open marriage. Like, I know you doing that, but don't leave out the door and tell me, hey, babe, I'm about to go by your girl.
I do think in certain circumstances, I would probably approve. See, like, people were frowning down on B. Smith and her husband. B. Smith had these restaurants. She was a model, all of this. Mm-hmm. But she got early onset Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Her husband was her main caretaker, whatever, and got the girlfriend and moved into the house.
Yeah.
But I read both of B. Smith's books, uh-huh, like before she got to that level, and she said no matter what, she wanted him to be happy.
Yeah.
If he got somebody else or whatever, she wanted him to be happy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if she granted that and she said that, then I don't see why everybody else had no
opinion. I mean, that makes it open. They're still married. They're all in the same house. Right. But she okayed it.
And apparently while she was in her white,
right frame of mind. Yeah, their daughter actually said she approves of the girlfriend because she helps take care of her mother.
And that's a horrible disease.
And if I'm, you know, physically incapacitated or something where I can't fulfill everything.
Yeah.
I don't want you to stop your life or expect that.
I think I agree with that, too.
In that case, yeah, you get a hall pass. You get an open relationship.
Yeah, that's different.
We will have the intimacy and connection and conversation, but do your thing.
Yeah, especially with that because you're not there. Like, you're not who you were. You're not that same person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
In a case like that, I'll reconsider.
But until then.
The answer is no.
And look, you know, my guy was in a wheelchair for like 6-7 months. And he was like, look, no. Don't even think about this ain't happening.
It's crazy. Hell to the no.
Don't even let it cross your mind.
You would have got hit by that wheelchair. Because
as soon as I'm right. Nope.
Yeah, I don't, you know, and I know, like, your girl got a lot of flack, Toya, when she said she gave him a hall pass because I think she said she felt like he was going to cheat anyway.
Mm.
But if you feel like that, then I ain't giving you no hall. You ain't getting no hall pass, and you ain't gonna be in an open marriage over here. Not if I get sick.
I don't know.
Depending on the level of sickness, then I'll consider it. But before then, no. Because even then, if I'm sick, that's lopsided.
Mm-hmm.
That's lopsided. That's not fair.
I think in some cases, though, especially for me, I tend to be brutally honest. Like, I am overly honest about everything. Uh-huh. Like, I recently said, you know, I'm starting to notice other men. I didn't see them before. Uh-huh. I didn't notice if somebody nice looking was around me. Now I see them.
Like, you told that to my friend.
Yes! Yeah.
He said, hold up now.
He's like, what that mean? I said, I don't know what it means, but I'm starting to notice people. So I think if that was something I wanted, whether they say no or not,
you would be I'm going to say it.
That's what I want. And at least give him the option to bounce or say no.
Okay, let's say, not saying this is the case, but let's say that was. And you tell him that, like, look, this is what I want. If he say no, I ain't for it, which I know he would. Do you still do what you want to do? Or that relationship is
in
important?
This, no.
Yeah, in I didn't think
no,
so.
I can't.
I didn't think so.
I can't.
Yeah, because that's how I'm looking at it. If it's the person, Like, I feel like deep in my soul, you are it. Because for me, the act of being with somebody else, I have to really, like, I'm emotionally invested. It's not just no physical thing.
Well, I can truly say for me, it hasn't always been like that. Like, uh-huh. this is the first time all the planets aligned,
yeah.
you know, together. Yeah. Seriously, it's like before I was building a person, I had to transform a man. I, mm-hmm. You know, I get this one from this one.
Right.
All perfect together.
Man right here.
Together they Megatron, right? But I have Megatron all in one space, so I don't think I could do that. If that desire came,
yeah.
that means something else is happening.
Yeah.
That I don't even want to be in that space, really.
Ooh, child.
Really? Yeah,
because I don't think I'm where you are right now. Our stories are similar yet different. You know what I mean? Similar and different. But I wouldn't, where I am now, it's easy to say, looking at another situation, yep, I'll do it.
I was even approached about it before in uh-huh. my previous relationship with yeah. my ex. He was like, okay, we could do this. You do your thing, I do mine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we still get to spend time together. And I'm like,
what?
You serious? All right.
What? That's what we gonna do?
I get the best of both worlds then, right?
But see, and for you, it was presented to you like that. For me, I was the one that said that. I didn't mean that shit. I just wanted to let you know that, hey, we both could do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like doing that cheating shit, and then you do that, and you
but
know.
It's not cheating if everybody knows.
No, but
right?
No, yeah. But when I presented it and said, okay, well, let's just do that. You know, you do your thing. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna do my thing. It's like, oh, no, I can't do that.
Oh, that huh? person presented that, but they went crazy
yeah.
once it was actually
it
there.
It sounded
once
like a
it
good
was
idea.
There? Yeah. I didn't really mean for you to go and do it this hard. Like,
wait. There's mm-hmm. rules to this now.
It's too late. And see, that may be one of the problems with it, I'm assuming. Like, how do you control your emotions? How, I mean, you may go out for one thing and end up forming a whole emotional connection and bonding with this person more.
Then that's
and
when you get
that
sister-wise.
Whole past bites you. Yes. Uh-oh. That's
hey,
not for us.
Hey. Sister wives might not be a
look, if she could kick in on some stuff and clean up, I don't know.
Remember that another book? The very first book. What it was, Every Woman Needs a Wife.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
that? That was a damn good story. Because he cheated on her. He cheated on his wife. And instead, she didn't do the typical thing mm-hmm. and kick him out. She was like, nah, bitch, you come in here. You've been taken away from... You gonna come here and be my wife, too. And she did. She was cooking and cleaning. I was like, damn, that's a hell of a concept. Have somebody that...
Well, at least you know about it. Sometimes you have a sister wife you don't even know about.
Exactly. Exactly.
Get her on up in here.
Oh, that's what y'all doing? Uh-uh. Come in here.
Kicking on these, on the mortgage and all this. Come on.
We gonna help you. Yeah. Gonna help with the bills. You gonna help in that kitchen. Laundry. Pick them children up. This one got dance. That one got football
She
practice.
Can wash your clothes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good deal. Mm-mm. Sounds like a great deal.
Now, yeah. Even though I brought it up, I think it was very temporary. So uh-huh. I am happy he said no.
Yeah.
That he was completely against it. Because once I came to my right mind,
see,
I would have went crazy probably.
Exactly. I know I'm going to go crazy. So I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't like that cheating shit and all of that either. But I'm going to tell you like this. Don't let me find out. If you're going to do something, don't let me find out. Because my tolerance... Now, I have zero tolerance. Each year, the tolerance, like I'm at zero and it's about to hit the negatives.
Mm.
You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
Mm-mm.
So, I don't.
Well, and especially don't let me find out after I have presented.
If I ask you if you want to do
yeah.
that.
Don't make it a one-sided thing, like, oh, you could do this, you just didn't want me in on the action, you know.
Oh Lord, with that
No, because, like, oh, my goodness. I think the more I think about it, though, it would have to have major rules laid out. Mm-hmm. I have done some crazy stuff before. And
I think we all have.
I always have rules laid out beforehand. Like, we just going to do this, and this. Okay? So, if I did give a hall pass, it would have to be a totally one-time thing. Somebody you're never going to see again.
Basically going on vacation.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Basically.
Meet in a random space. We give them fake names. We doing it all.
But if you go on vacation, okay, like you say, rules, and you give a hall pass, how long is this hall pass good for? Is it one-time use or is it throughout your vacation? Because then that kind of, you spending time, like if it's just, okay, no, I can't. But, like, how valid does this happen? Like, okay, Saturday night, sit.
That's it.
Don't go to breakfast on Sunday.
Mm-mm. No, not unless we all have breakfast.
You're not going to be there. It's a vacation. It's a guy's vacation.
No, you know what?
It's a guy's trip.
Uh-uh. No. Because that means all of my rules may not be followed.
Wait, you will want to be there for the... like the investigation glass? When it can't see you, you can just see
him. Wait. Okay.
Wait a minute. Break it down for me.
I don't know if I want to say this, but... Okay, let's say... we decided on this. We have a whole background story of who we are or whatever.
Okay.
And we go to like a swing club.
Uh-huh.
I am there with you.
Yeah.
I will let you go into the room.
And have fun.
Have fun. We astronauts. We live in Florida. I mean, we got a whole lie, right?
Yeah.
And then we walk out.
She nobody said we're astronauts.
Nobody keeping in touch with you. They look for you on social media. They can't find you. Right. The astronaut. Right.
You know, yeah. The astronaut.
Right. There's no truth to this. This whole thing is make believe. Uh-huh. You get to be make believe for a few hours, then we out.
Well, I tell you one thing. That is one way to know that this shit is null and void after this.
Nothing else is going on beyond this space. I let you have your fun. I let you wild out. You know, because I think there's a certain good part to that, too. My guy loves to go to strip clubs with me.
Uh-huh.
Only because I am the first person to go to a strip club with him.
Yeah.
And like, he's like,
I can't believe it.
And the first time he actually went with me, it was a girls' night out for my cousins. And he went.
Yeah.
So it was like 8 of my female cousins. And we went to like 4 different strip clubs with him. And he had a ball. Like he wanted to be
one of us.
Yes. He said, my God, I've never had this much fun with men at a strip club. My cousins were on the stage dancing next to the dancers. Almost had a fight with a stripper. We got thrown out of a strip club.
Yes. Oh, he had the time of his life.
The time of his life. And he's like, man, y'all bosses. So now I think, even though he don't even really dance with strippers, nothing.
He just like,
it's a turn on for him to be in that space with me.
Yeah.
So I think me being there for him in this particular situation will almost heighten the situation.
Like dang.
Can she let me do this? Oh, I love her forever. Because, like, that's how he is now. Yeah. I'm at the strip club. Man, I got the best one. Look, she just chilling over there.
And those strip clubs are fun. Going to the female strip clubs versus going to the to a male review.
Yes. Like every time we travel now, especially if it's something for me or dealing with my family, I make sure he has that outlet.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we gonna go to the strip club, cigar bar or whatever. And he's always like,
I saw y'all rolling them cigars.
Roy. Yeah, I always do something, you know, that's his thing. But if I include something like that, he's always like, baby, you the best. I don't know nobody like you. Baby, you
my everything.
Right. So, I don't know. It may take a lot out of me to offer that hall pass, but at this point, I've already kind of done that, and he declined. He was like, nah, we have a connection, a physical connection. If I be with somebody else, it kind of breaks that up some.
See?
He was like, I don't think I could be my all with anybody else. So
I give my go ahead. That's my boy.
Yes.
That is my boy. He said, oh no, hell no. I'm good. I'm good where mm-hmm. I'm at. Well, yeah. I'm with him.
And I do understand that part now. Like I can't even imagine being with somebody else.
Yeah, it don't. Just the thought of it.
Now, the only person that, I mean, they're on my, like, celebrity hit list. I just want to smell them, of course.
Who?
Ice Cube, girl. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Kim would have to give him a hall pass, and mine would have to give me a hall pass. But what's the likes of that happening? I don't know.
But, that is another good question. Would that be okay if it was a celebrity? Would that be okay?
Let me tell you, she better be a celebrity if you really ask. Like, I don't want you to go and deal with the person who, I don't know, who I wouldn't even, consider.
If it's a celebrity, like, you know, it's the person that he loved, that he, you know, this celebrity.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe loves. Who it is.
Who?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Wait. Wait, Jennifer Aniston?
Girl, he
friend?
Has a... Yes. He has a serious thing.
When I see him.
He has a serious thing for Jennifer Aniston.
You lie.
I swear to you.
What the fuck? Wait.
We look just alike, right?
Yeah. I see the resemblance.
Yeah, that's his girl.
I would have never guessed in a million.
I know.
In a million years.
That's his celebrity crush. He has a few others, but that's crazy.
Let's say y'all go to Essence Fest. Run into the crush. Crush, like, either one of y'all.
I just want to smell Ice Cube. That's it. I think anything beyond that is all in your head. You be done got to that level and it wouldn't even be worth it. Right. And it wouldn't be worth what I have to live with beyond.
That's what I think.
You know? Mm-mm. Nope.
That's what I think. So, yeah, sum it all up. The answer is no, Negro.
But I do believe that it may not be for me. But for those people who make it work,
yeah,
I believe going the honest route is better.
Yep.
Giving people that option, letting them know how they need to protect themselves rather than you just cheating behind someone's back they think you're in a monogamous relationship and they are sleeping with someone unprotected and here's a whole other tribe they don't know about.
Yep. No, I agree with that. If you won't do it, be upfront about who you truly are. I think that's where a lot of people mess up. They're not being their true selves. And then you end up doing some shit that, you know, behind this person's back because you weren't upfront about
it's who just you being are. Greedy.
Yeah.
It's being greedy. And really, if you want to do all that, you don't even need to be in a relationship.
No, just have fun.
Just date.
That's what
be I'm with just, whoever you want, just date and stop leading this person on. So I think when you're in an open relationship or marriage, hall pass, whatever, nobody's being led on.
Right.
Everybody knows.
You know what the deal is. And if that's how your relationship is set up and y'all both agree to it, that's fine. But
even if it's a hall pass, you know this ends in 24, 48 hours. We done. We go our separate ways. Right. Nobody calls the other.
Right. Don't exchange just keep, no social media.
Keep moving. Yeah.
That's it. It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
is dead. Well, thank you for coming and joining me today.
This was fun.
You're definitely coming back. You are definitely coming back because I want to do something with a panel of y'all. Yes. So
it's gonna get loud.
Y'all stay tuned.